win streak. First in 2 years.
Yeah, well, we won tonight. That's the most important thing. We got one at a time, and I was proud. You know, we got a little bit of a slow start, and Tiffin was doing some things that are a little bit challenging for us, and once we started to get comfortable with what they're doing, I think our players started to, you know, make the things happen that needed to happen. So.
The offense rolled. I mean, you had almost 500 yards of offense. It seemed balanced, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's our offense continues to get a little better each week, and it's a new system that these guys are working right now, and we're starting to get some of the bugs out of it. They're starting to understand the details. It's really a detail-orientated offense. Everybody has to be in an exact location, and we try to spread defenders out with that. And now they're starting to get the feel for that, and now that it's starting to become multiple, each phase of it's starting to click a little better, and it's really starting to come along. And you know, so I'm proud of the way the guys are adapting to that.
Jeff, what about your running game and the way you guys have been able to get that going? Skyler Stoker over 100 yards rushing, and your offensive line seems to be getting the job.
Yeah, you know, and the nice thing about it is that's a young group of guys. You know, that's a young group of football players. Our offensive line, you know, there's a number of those guys in that position that are really, this is their first year of getting a lot of football playing experience, and it's nice to see the way that they're coming along. I mean, you feel comfortable with being able to run and throw the football. I mean, we've given up very few sacks, you know, this season so far, and you know, Tiffin was bringing it a lot, and they had a couple kind of challenging blitzes that we were working on trying to pick up. But then it's critical to be able to run the ball, and once you can start getting people spread out a little bit more and things like that, and to be able to spread it around to different individuals really challenges the defense. Oh, Tom's doing a great job for us. You know, this is his third year, you know, and that's what you kind of go through, you know, with especially quarterbacks. It takes a little time for them to really get in their comfort zone. Now Tom's in his third year of really playing in the program, and he's really grasped onto what we're doing within our offense and just feels so much more comfortable than he has in the past. And, you know, and you can really count on him to put the ball where it needs to be put, and that's really big. I mean, what we really try to do in this offense, just take what they give you. Don't get greedy. You know, there's times where you can try to go deep on people and stuff like that, but when you turn around and say, I could dump it to this guy for 5 yards and he'll make another five, you know, our motto with our offense is get six, and that means 6 yards, first of all. You know, we need 6 yards on every play, and then after we get that six, then you're trying to get the other six, you know, and that's really what we're trying to get our guys focused in, so we can move the ball consistently down the field. You don't always try to take the shots downfield. If it's there, you know, you take it, but let's just keep that thing moving. Oh yeah, he is. I mean, he's a legitimate speedster. I mean, he's one of the fastest guys, you know, I've ever had around here. I mean, that kid ran in the 4.2s, you know, and he's getting better, you know, and he's a pretty good technician right now, and he continues to get better as he goes. And you know, and I'm really happy the way our secondary is playing right now, because there's a lot of young players out there. You know, Chad Wilson, you know, our veteran and our captain out of that group, Chad hasn't played in the last couple games because of an injury, and we will be getting him back here in the near future. And you know, you're looking at some couple young safeties, couple young corners, and you know, those guys continue to get better each week, and you know, that's huge, because I think we got a lot of football left in front of us, and it's a matter of continue to get this team to get better and better each week as we come into some of our future challenges.
Coach, I know you like to take one game at a time, but confidence and morale.
Yeah.
I mean, last year you were 1-10.
Yeah.
This year you're starting out 3-1.
Yeah.
On a 3-game winning streak. I mean, talk about the mentality of the game and where this team is mental-wise compared to last year's mental-wise when, you know, things started rolling bad instead of rolling good.
Well, the same group of guys for the most part are out here right now that were there last year, and we took it on the chin, and we took it like men, and we're pissed about it, you know, and we still have that. I mean, right at the finish of that football game, I mean, we we're not smiling, laughing. You know, we're there to win a football game, and we're there to finish. You know, we got a little chip on our shoulder, and we started off, you know, went through the off season with that on our shoulder because we have a very high expectation here. And when we went through last year, that wasn't fun at all. And now it's a matter of keeping our focus and using that. And as you start to get a little confidence and start to see things work for you and stuff like that, you know, it keeps building even more. And, you know, that mindset that you can get into is an awful powerful thing, you know. And if we can keep these guys healthy and, you know, and we're constantly challenging them because we're looking for perfection, you know, we're just because we win a football game, well, there's some stuff that we got to get cleaned up. You know, there's some things that we did today that we need to do a lot better, or it's going to catch up to us. But it's a whole lot better having learning experiences when you have a W and you can keep moving forward, believe me.